Last Array the Wondrous Cross is the song that we like to use prior to the Lord's Supper and our communion service. It's a fairly simple song to sing by the notes, and it's a good song to train our voices on. Prior to that, though, I want us to sing the scale of the Do Re Mi's. We sing by the shape notes, and there are the Do Re Mi's. Do Re Mi Fa Sol La Ti Do. Let's sing that scale starting with Do Re Mi. Last week I said F sharp and I changed it to F flat, and really it's in F. So I made a mistake on that. Here's the reason.
That's why. Really right. It's in F.
It's in F. Now, Brother Darty here has a bachelor's and a master's degree, he and his wife both, in music from North Texas State University. He says he's going to use some of this stuff, you're going to use some of this stuff the way we teach it here in his classes. He likes the way that we're teaching this, so he's going to incorporate that in his curriculum. But we break it down real simple. The time signature there, the 2/2, like we explained last week, that means there's two beats in each measure and a half note gets a beat. So we'll go through that in just a minute. Go ahead and give me that next one. Here is the song itself, and I've got those notes up there. So I'm going to beat this in the time of two. When I beat that, it's like 1, 2, and y'all hum along with me as I do that. First, let's hum. Hum, 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 hum. Okay, stop right there. Now I'm going to beat it. Ready? And y'all hum that. 1, 2, and 1, 2, and 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2 hold each note and how many beats to give each note and somewhat of the tempo of the song. So our only other consideration is how high or low to sing each note. Now see, when you set up the do, re, mi's, there's a step between each one of those notes, between do and re, between re and mi, but between mi and fa, there's only a half step. Then a whole step up to so, a whole step up to la, a whole step up to ti, and then a half step. Well, that combination of steps and half steps, when you put that do right on the key of the song, it automatically takes care of the key signature, that F. So that is the beauty of the do, re, mi's. That's why I'm not so swift on those key signatures. I don't pay them much attention. If I know where do is, I can work the rest of it in. Really, the only reason I need to know the key is to pitch it. So give me a pitch there, Jerry, on that. Give me an F. Oh, so right there, do. So let's sing the notes. Do, do, re, mi, re, mi, fa, mi, re, mi, 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 fa, mi, re, do, ti, do, re, do, do, re, mi, re, mi, fa, mi, re, mi, 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 re, do, re, mi, re, do. Very good. Very good. Okay. Now, like we did last week, I sang the bass. We've got a good bass singer here. Danny, come in right to here so you can sing the melody. Jerry, move in a little closer to that microphone. And we're going to, everybody sing the notes again. You can just pick whichever one you want to sing. See, the There's the parts right there, the soprano, the alto, the tenor, and the bass. Everyone sings what we sang just now was the soprano or the lead. So that's the notes we sang. I'm going to sing tenor. I'm going to sing that down there where the mi is mi, mi, so, so, la, so, la, so, so. Let's see how that sounds. Hopefully it won't sound like a Chinese fire drill. Now, you know, when they first started singing shape notes, Lowell Mason that arranged this was a shape note singing guru, so to speak. So was Isaac Watts. Mason kind of got away from the shape notes. You know, when they first started singing shape notes, they thought it was a little bit too worldly and a little bit too jazzy. We just need to sing the songs, they said. So we have a chance here to really get what used to be known as being a little bit jazzy. So,
what's that number 633?
Oh, let me get my note up there. Oh, me, I'm singing me. Oh, y'all ready?
Lord, come, Jim, Lord.
thing comes is that the Lord inhabits the praises of Israel. He inhabits our praises. So if you're singing, you give the Spirit a chance to inhabit you. So you can sing or not sing. You can't sing nothing. Everybody needs to participate. It's a prayer and it's praise to our Savior.
Please be seated.